This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Vitamin D supplementation could cut type 2 diabetes prevention costs by nearly half, modeling study suggests. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Pikakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk, Moderate Evidence. Vitamin D supplementation offers a cost-effective strategy for preventing type 2 diabetes in American adults with prediabetes, according to a microsimulation modeling study published in The Lancet Regional Health, Americas. The research suggests that widespread supplementation could prevent 1.2 million cases of type 2 diabetes over a decade while reducing healthcare expenditure, challenging the conventional cost-benefit analysis of preventive interventions in metabolic disease. Key takeaways: vitamin D supplementation prevents approximately 1 in 20 cases of type 2 diabetes in pre-diabetic adults over 10 years, according to Lancet modeling. Cost per quality adjusted life year QI gained is approximately $10,900, well below the U.S. willingness to pay threshold of $150,000 per quality. Universal supplementation could avert 1.2 million diabetes cases nationally, while saving $16 billion in direct healthcare costs over a decade. The intervention remains cost-effective across all demographic groups studied, including older adults and those with varying baseline vitamin D levels. Study at a glance: $10,900 estimated cost per quality adjusted life year, QA, gained through vitamin D supplementation versus the U.S. threshold of $150,000 per kilo. Vitamin D supplementation, cost-effectiveness and clinical impact, estimated outcomes per 1,000 U.S. adults with prediabetes over 10 years, 49 type 2 diabetes cases prevented, $16 national healthcare savings, 10 years, $10,900 cost per kilo gained. Source: The Lancet Regional Health Americas, 2026, Georgian Medical Journal News. The Economics of Prevention: A New Look at Vitamin D. Type 2 diabetes represents one of the costliest chronic diseases in the United States, with total direct and indirect costs exceeding $327 billion annually, according to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Most prevention strategies target individuals who already have prediabetes, elevated glucose levels that confer a 15 to 30% risk of progressing to diabetes within 5 years, yet remain underutilized due to cost and accessibility barriers. The microsimulation modeling published in The Lancet Regional Health Americas uses real-world U.S. epidemiological data to assess whether simple, low-cost vitamin D supplementation could shift this equation. The modeling study followed a cohort of 40 to 75-year-old American adults with confirmed prediabetes who received daily vitamin D supplementation at doses of 1,000-2,000 international units, IU, mirroring dosing in published randomized controlled trials on vitamin D and glucose metabolism. The researchers incorporated data from multiple randomized controlled trials examining vitamin D's effects on insulin secretion and beta cell function, alongside epidemiological studies of serum vitamin D levels and diabetes incidence across diverse U.S. populations. Over a 10-year horizon, the model estimated that supplementation would prevent approximately 49 cases of type 2 diabetes per 1,000 adults treated, a relative risk reduction of 5% that translates to 1.2 million cases prevented nationally if offered universally. Cost-effectiveness, well below conventional thresholds. The most striking finding from the Lancet modeling is the economic efficiency. The cost per quality adjusted life year, QALY, gained was approximately $10,900. This figure is substantially below the commonly accepted U.S. willingness to pay threshold of $150,000 per quality, and roughly comparable to routine preventive interventions such as influenza vaccination. The estimate accounts for the direct costs of supplementation, the cost of vitamin D testing where indicated, and the downstream healthcare savings from diabetes prevention, including avoided insulin therapy, glucose monitoring, and management of diabetic complications. The economic advantage persists across diverse demographic subgroups. For older adults, aged 65 and above, the intervention remains cost-effective because baseline diabetes incidence is higher, yielding greater absolute benefits per person supplemented. For younger adults in the 40-50 age range, cost-effectiveness is slightly lower, but still well within acceptable thresholds. Notably, the cost-effectiveness ratio improves further when lifetime costs are tracked, extending the analysis beyond 10 years. Because prevented diabetes cases avoid decades of chronic disease management, medication costs, and loss of productivity. Mechanisms and evidence base, why vitamin D may matter. The biological plausibility for vitamin D's role in glucose homeostasis has accumulated over two decades of research. Vitamin D receptors are expressed on pancreatic beta cells, which produce insulin, and on muscle and adipose tissue cells that mediate insulin signaling. In vitro studies show that vitamin D regulates gene expression related to insulin secretion and cellular glucose uptake. Several epidemiological studies, including large cohort analyses published in PubMed Index journals, have linked low serum 25-hydroxyvitamin D levels below 20 nanograms per milliliter to elevated diabetes risk, even after accounting for confounders such as body mass index, physical activity, and diet. However, the clinical evidence remains mixed. Randomized controlled trials of vitamin D supplementation have shown variable results. Some demonstrate modest reductions in fasting glucose or improvements in insulin sensitivity, while others report null effects. The heterogeneity reflects differences in participant baseline vitamin D status, supplementation dose, duration of follow-up, and measurement of glucose metabolism outcomes. The Lancet modeling study sidesteps this uncertainty by incorporating estimates from multiple high-quality trials, weighted by study design and population characteristics, yielding a conservative pooled effect estimate that underpins the 5% relative risk reduction used in the base case analysis. Implementation challenges and policy considerations. Despite favorable cost-effectiveness, translating vitamin D supplementation into widespread clinical practice faces several barriers. First, identification of the at-risk population requires screening for prediabetes, either by fasting glucose, oral glucose tolerance testing, or glycated hemoglobin, HbA1c, which is inconsistently implemented in primary care. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommends screening for all adults aged 45 and above, but uptake varies by insurance coverage and healthcare access. Second, baseline vitamin D measurement is not universally recommended for adults without symptoms or high-risk conditions, raising questions about who should be supplemented. All individuals with prediabetes or only those with documented vitamin D insufficiency. The modeling study assumes universal supplementation of the prediabetes population, which is a simplified approach. In practice, targeted supplementation of vitamin D insufficient individuals might concentrate resources more efficiently, though the model suggests supplementation remains cost-effective even in vitamin D replete individuals, because absolute risk reduction is driven by baseline diabetes incidence, not baseline vitamin D status. A stratified implementation strategy, offering supplementation first to those with low vitamin D levels, and then considering broader application, may align better with existing clinical guidelines and patient preferences. Additionally, the interaction between vitamin D supplementation and other diabetes prevention modalities, such as the intensive lifestyle intervention employed in the Landmark Diabetes Prevention Program, remains unclear. The model assumes supplementation is additive, but synergistic or subadditive effects are possible. Vitamin D supplementation at doses of 1,000 to 2,000 IU daily prevents approximately one case of type 2 diabetes per 20 prediabetic adults treated over 10 years, with a cost-effectiveness ratio of $10,900 per quality-adjusted life year, well below conventional thresholds for healthcare resource allocation. Modeling analysis, The Lancet Regional Health Americas, 2026. What this means for patients: if you have prediabetes, inexpensive vitamin D supplementation may modestly reduce your diabetes risk, especially if you have low baseline vitamin D levels. Discuss with your doctor whether supplementation is appropriate alongside other proven prevention strategies like weight loss and physical activity. For clinicians, vitamin D supplementation represents a cost-effective adjunct to prediabetes management and should be considered in primary prevention discussions, particularly for patients unable or unwilling to engage in intensive lifestyle interventions. Screening for vitamin D insufficiency is reasonable, but not strictly necessary, as the intervention remains cost-effective even in vitamin D-replete individuals. For policymakers, incorporating vitamin D supplementation into diabetes prevention programs could yield substantial healthcare savings, potentially $16 billion nationally over a decade, while reaching populations at high risk. Coverage decisions should weigh cost-effectiveness against implementation feasibility and equity considerations in screening and access. Frequently asked questions: how much vitamin D should I take for diabetes prevention? According to the modeling study published in the Lancet Regional Health Americas, doses of 1,000 to 2,000 IU daily were used in the cost-effectiveness analysis. However, optimal dosing may vary based on your baseline vitamin D level, body weight, and geographic location. The National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine recommend 600 to 800 IU daily for most adults, with higher intakes for those with documented insufficiency. Consult your healthcare provider to determine the appropriate dose for your individual situation. Is vitamin D supplementation better than lifestyle changes for diabetes prevention? No, the modeling study assumes vitamin D supplementation is complementary, not a substitute, for proven lifestyle interventions. The landmark diabetes prevention program demonstrated that a 5-7% weight loss combined with 150 minutes of moderate physical activity per week reduces diabetes incidence by 58% over 3 years, far exceeding vitamin D's modest 5% effect. Vitamin D supplementation is most valuable as an adjunct for individuals who face barriers to intensive lifestyle modification. Do I need a vitamin D blood test before starting supplementation? Not necessarily, according to the cost-effectiveness analysis. The model shows vitamin D supplementation remains cost-effective regardless of baseline vitamin D status in prediabetic adults. However, the Endocrine Society recommends testing for individuals with risk factors for deficiency. A serum 25-hydroxyvitamin D level 20 nanograms per milliliter indicates insufficiency and may strengthen the case for supplementation in your clinical context. As type 2 diabetes prevalence continues to rise globally, the World Health Organization estimates more than 400 million adults live with diabetes, the search for scalable, affordable prevention strategies has become increasingly urgent. Vitamin D supplementation, supported by growing evidence from both mechanistic studies and health economic analyses, represents one such strategy. The Lancet modeling study provides a rigorous economic case for integration into existing prediabetes screening and management programs, particularly in health systems where cost-effectiveness is a key decision criterion. Further research examining optimal dosing, patient stratification criteria, and real-world implementation outcomes will refine the evidence base and support informed policy decisions. Source: the cost-effectiveness of vitamin D supplementation for the prevention of type 2 diabetes in the United States, a microsimulation modeling study, The Lancet Regional Health Americas, 2026.